This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McKean. More than 609,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States, and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally is 14.6 million, and more than 3.8 million in the U.S. and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. AstraZeneca's experimental COVID-19 vaccine is showing promise in its early stage human trials. It was found to be safe and produced an immune response in clinical testing thus far in healthy volunteers, with the strongest response seen in people who received two doses. The vaccine is part of a collaboration between AstraZeneca and scientists at Britain's University of Oxford. It did not prompt any serious side effects and elicited antibody and T-cell immune responses, according to trial results published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Director of the Jenner Institute at Oxford, Adrian Hill, hopes a million doses might be manufactured by September, but that early under quickly late-stage trials can be completed. AstraZeneca is among the leading vaccine candidates against the pandemic alongside others in mid- and late-stage trials. They have signed agreements with governments around the world to supply the vaccine, and it should it prove effective and gain regulatory approval. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging a big flare-up in COVID-19 cases, but division between the White House and Congress threatening passage of a new federal aid package to deal with the pandemic. Republican congressional leaders met with Mr. Trump Monday at the White House as the virus worsens and aid is expiring. Mr. Trump says good things are happening, but the administration is stiffening its opposition to more testing money and interjecting other priorities that could complicate the passage. This is VOA News. European Union leaders appear to be nearing agreement on a massive stimulus plan for their coronavirus-blighted economies after the chairman of their fractious four-day summit presented a new proposal to bridge gaps between them. EU Council President Charles Michel said he was confident the compromises he had offered the 27 leaders could be the basis for a deal on the 750 billion euro recovery fund that many say is critical to dispel doubts about the bloc's very future. He presented a new proposal to the leaders, tabling claims to climate change schemes as part of a bid to rework the overall package into something all countries could agree to, slow to coordinate their initial response to the COVID-19 pandemic and already weakened by Britain's departure from the bloc. A deal on the economic aid would demonstrate to Euroskeptics that it can step up to a crisis and remain united. The European Central Bank has pumped unparalleled money into economies to keep them going until the EU capitals hammer out their recovery fund. Diplomats said it remained unclear and uncertain that the leaders could put aside the rancor that stood in the way of a compromise over hours of haggling through the weekend. The U.S. state of Texas has surpassed 4,000 deaths in the coronavirus pandemic, but officials in Houston say they're cautiously optimistic about recent trends following weeks of alarming surges at hospitals. State health officials Monday reported more than 7,400 confirmed new cases and at least 62 new deaths. The virus continues taking a particularly hard toll along the Texas-Mexico border. Hidalgo County has reported more than 140 deaths over the past week alone, and the county judge signed a letter at shelter-at-home order. Houston's health authority says hospitalizations appear to be tapering off, a bit urged to continue wearing a mask and avoid large gatherings. South Korea's new virus cases have bounced back to above 40 a day after reported its smallest daily jump in local COVID-19 transmissions in 2 months. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday it has reported 45 additional coronavirus cases over a 24-hour period. On Monday, South Korea confirmed 26 new virus cases. China is warning of consequences after Britain suspended its extradition treaty with Hong Kong in protest of a controversial new security law in the territory. London's decision threatens to put Sino-British ties under further strain days after the UK vowed to remove all Huawei 5G equipment from its networks, and as British politicians criticize China for its treatment of ethnic minority groups. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.